In his first formal act as the top civilian administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer has decided to ban up to 30,000 members of Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party from working for government ministries. The U.S.-led provisional authority says it will also boost efforts to restore security in the country. But as NPR's Guy Raz reports from Baghdad, many Iraqis have run out of patience with their new rulers.
The U.S. soldiers from Charlie Company dread being assigned to guard the main gate to the palace now housing the American-led civilian administration. Every day, hundreds of people press up against barbed wire fencing, clamoring to get in. Old, unshaven men looking for work, failed women seeking to report a crime, and young kids hoping to sell candy or gum. Invariably, the throngs are turned away by soldiers, leaving the people frustrated and bitter.
Back to America, go!
It's here, in front of the Office for Reconstruction and Humanitarian Assistance, or ORHA as it's known, where Iraqis believe their grievances can be redressed. Often those complaints are directed toward soldiers barely old enough to shave. To the Iraqis who come here, those soldiers are the collective face of an invisible administration.
This soldier say to me, go away, go away. He must go away, he must go away. He's a thief, he's not a good person.
50-year-old Saad al-Naimi spits on the ground, furious that he isn't allowed through the gates. He wants to give the American civilian administrators a piece of his mind, but he can't, so he blames the soldiers standing in front of him for the scourge of looting and crime in Baghdad.
Saddam Hussein make everything to this country. Saddam is a good person. When I see this person steal everything, he is good.
The perspective of many Iraqis these days is grim. What they say time and again is they haven't experienced such a breakdown in law and order ever.
They didn't do anything. They left everything as it is. And they gave opportunities to the thieves and gangs to do whatever they like.
But despite these complaints, the American administration here, now led by Paul Bremer, continues to insist things are getting better.
First of all, this is not a country in anarchy. People are going about their business. They are going about their lives. We have made progress. We are making progress every day, and we will continue to make progress in the days ahead.
Lieutenant General David McKiernan, commander of ground forces in Iraq, also has a positive view on the situation.
As I go around in different places in Baghdad, and as I get the assessment back from my chain of command, we tend to see that older Iraqis are very thankful and tend to say thank you to coalition forces they see. Children, of course, are very happy.
But even as these men spoke, evidence that things aren't getting better could be found less than half a mile from their offices. A young man who didn't want to give his name dragged this partially intact metal desk down 15 flights of stairs from a building that once housed the sports ministry. Hanging out the second floor window from a rope was another man climbing into another part of the building to loot whatever's left. It scenes like these that reveal a wide disparity in the perception of the situation in Baghdad between American officials and Iraqis. And according to political scientist Saad Jawad, there's a simple reason.
The U.S. administration here was appointed to improve things, but up till now, nobody have noticed any improvement in the situation. In fact, I think they are stuck. They cannot do anything because they know nothing about this country.
Out of the 700 American civilians now working for ORHA, fewer than 20 are active State Department employees, diplomats with overseas experience. And up until this week, there were only 3 Arabic speakers among them. 2 of the State Department's top Arabists have only just arrived in town. According to staff members inside ORHA, there's growing frustration with the policy decisions now being made by the top administrators, the overwhelming majority of whom are political appointees sent by the White House. Political scientist Saad Jawad says the problem now is the American-led administration here is running out of time in the battle to win over Iraqis.
People were euphoric about the United States' arrival and removing Saddam until they lived in insecurity and instability and fear of death and looting, they started to change their mind and to blame.
Since Americans now control the country, says Jawad, Iraqis have no one else to blame. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.